the other kind of games and all?
Yes. Hide and go seek was a favorite. One was May I. That's a game we played. And it's about wrestling. Boys especially.
You mentioned hide and go seek.
Yes.
What you call the thing you have to get to before you get tagged?
That's part of the base, home base, home or base.
I asked about some other kind of children things. When you see these now in parks, those kind of children take their plank, put it across the stump, and go up and
down. Yeah, seesaw. We made those too.
You saw two kids who were doing that. You said they were doing more of their work.
Seesawing.
And did you ever see them? They anchored that boy down in the center.
Yes.
And go round and round.
I've seen that too. I don't know the terminology, but I probably better go around.
Over that called flying jinx?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
Have you ever seen them around here? Well, people might take two planks, two boys like this, but a real number of planks.
Mm-hmm. Jumboard. Mm-hmm. These be quite a game, jumboard. Dangerous though.
You see those people frequently around?
No, not anymore. It's not in the past. Because they are dangerous. I got hit in the mouth one time, one of those things. I was laying on the ground watching the girl jump, hit me in the mouth. I remember that. Yeah. I was watching, too close, I guess. Well, they're jumping up and down there.
Do you remember the term jumping board for that?
No.
And you might, sometimes we do this, throw a rope up over the tree and put a
swing
board in.
Yeah, swing. Done that too.
Did you tell me that y'all used coal somewhere?
Yeah, this fellow who owned this place we stayed at, of course, was a railroad man. He had his box car. And he would come down occasionally and bring down some coal. Yeah, and this hard coal.
What would you call the thing that you carry the coal in?
Well,
or
coal.
Small
yeah, coal. No. We had a coal bucket. Called it that. There's another term, though, that my mother used. I call it a coal bucket. Bin. Coal bin. Did you call it that, I believe?
What would be what's your term for? I'll say you want to move some heavy bricks and find them. I have a little thing. Got one wheel on the front,
and
you push it like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm.
You
ever heard that
comment thing? Yes, wheelbarrow. Heard that term. But wheelbarrow is a more cultured terminology.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard the term Georgia bridge?
Never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the thing that you might sharpen a knife on.
Yeah. There are several things you can sharpen a knife on. One is a foot rock, one is a plow.
Say you wanted to sharpen something you can do, like an axe.
Oh, yeah, grindstone.
If you wanted to go to the service station, tell them to service your car, what would they do to it?
They'd probably check the, now the new cars don't have points anymore. They check your points and your ignition, your spark plugs, timing, and they would possibly clean it for you real well. They would change the oil, and they would put the grease in the right caps. Okay, that's what they call complete servicing.
And if you put grease there, you would say you did what to it?
Lube job, lubrication job.
You get the grease all over.
No, I'm greasy. Not greasy, but greasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stuff that you used